Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
.435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. All sorts of great stuff. I'll tell you what, the weather is actually surprisingly nice. It's up almost around 80 degrees. We're going to have the same thing tomorrow. Then after that, I think we could kind of get back to planet Earth. But we'll enjoy it for a couple of days, right? Over the next few days, a couple of good friends who I think are going to resonate with everybody are going to be with us. Chris Ruddy, longtime buddy who created Newsmax, Newsmax TV. They're about ready to go public. And he'll be here tomorrow. We've got Bill O'Reilly coming on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza coming on Monday. A little bit later today, Jason Mayarez, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be along. Talk about these 1,600 folks who have not been disenfranchised. I mean, it's just crazy to hear the hyperbole. It's ridiculous as well. But all of that being said, I want to talk a little bit about what is or is not happening in the city of Richmond. I'm continually perplexed by what happens and even more perplexed by what doesn't happen. I don't understand how people are not fighting for better schools. I do not understand how anybody on that Richmond City Council could be against cutting taxes to help people a little bit. And I'm still trying to figure out why there are so many people who have lined up to oppose Paul Goldman as he's running for city council. And Paul's with us. Paul, good afternoon, sir.
Well, I have the answer for you.
All right, let's hear it, baby.
Okay. I'm the only one who wants to cut taxes. I'm supported by the police, by the firefighters, by Manoli LaPasi, the Republican leader of my district. And I'm the former chairman of the Democratic Party. So you say, Paul, how could they be against you? Let me give you the word, zoning.
Oh.
What does that mean? The sleeper issue in this race between me and my opponents is this.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out the developers are his biggest contributor. You want to know why? Because the developers want to do away with single lot zoning. So all you folks that own a house in the first district and even the renters, they want to be able to buy some land and build whatever they want, whenever they want, as high as they want. And I'm the only one who's told them, no, I'm not going along with that. We're not going to change the zoning laws to make the developers more powerful. And that's why they're opposing me, because my opponent, only been here for 3 years, who wrote a book criticizing the housing industry, now 100% in on it, because that's what they want, Jeff. Control the council so the developers can run this city even more than they're doing it now.
Now, tell me about this single-family zoning. I'm not an attorney, as you know. I don't understand all the minutiae with it, but I understand that you own a home, and next door there's somebody else who owns a home, and next door, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Last thing you would want, I would think, would be somebody coming in, buying that home, knocking it down, and putting up a skyscraper. But you're saying that's fundamentally what they're talking about.
Well, you know, it's in generality, so because it is very technical, so we're talking generally. The normal, you know, you go through the district, you have a lot of great neighborhoods. Richmond is a great neighborhood town.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you have single-family homes. Okay, now if someone wants to come in and put in an apartment building or multifamily or a condo or something 3, 4, 5 stories up, you got to go and get special permission from city council. Well, developers don't like that.
Okay.
They don't like that at all. So what they want to do is get the council to change the law. So if you own a property, as a matter of right, you can build what you want within reason. And I'm the only one who says, wait a minute, that's crazy. I want you want to take away the power of the citizens at all? I want to empower the citizens. Look, this affects renters. It affects homeowners because you don't want to wake up one morning and find out that your view is now of somebody's trash can three stories up. But right. That's what they want.
So your opponent, and reminder, the first district, who is the councilman right now?
Andreas Addison is running for mayor, who's 100% in, just like he endorsed my opponent, naturally. Look, right. Look, the developers got the baseball stadium, which my opponent was for, which Addison was for, and I opposed. $170 million of city money has gone to the baseball stadium. But did you read what happened? One of the developers of the surrounding area, which is supposed to produce the revenue to pay for the baseball stadium, they dropped out of the deal. Yep. We don't know whether they'll ever get that Diamond District fixed, but one thing I can tell you, we're already on the hook for $170 million so the developers can build their baseball stadium. Wow. Man, they are laughing at us. Really, well, big chuckle.
Yeah, a big chuckle. Paul, how come you didn't run for mayor? Why didn't you run for mayor instead of city council?
Well, let's go out. The leadership of the Democratic Party statewide doesn't like me ever since I got Doug Wilder elected, right? You remember that. They didn't want Doug Wilder elected. Then the Republicans kicked me off the Council of Higher Education because I had a radical education idea that women and men should be allowed to go to all colleges equally. You know, that was in 1993, not 1893. All these are basic stuff. Imagine me as the mayor being able to call balls and strikes. I mean, if they're spending a ton to beat me to be on council, what would they have spent to stop me from being mayor?
Yeah.
The only people are mad that I didn't run for mayor are the political consultants on the other side who could have made a fortune running the campaign again.
Paul Goldman is joining us. Paul is actually running for the Richmond City Council, the first district. And so for you, Paul, it really is, it's about zoning up close and personal. But I know you, like me, like Doug Wilder, the three of us are all about the education that the kids who go to RPS yes. are not getting. How do we fix that, for goodness sakes?
Okay, you know, I'm the only one running who says we got to fix it.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim Kaine and I, George Allen, you remember who George Allen? George
I
Allen
do. Yes,
and I wrote
yes,
a,
I do.
We wrote an article. I was a Democrat. He's a Republican. I'm the only person that actually believes in this kind of bipartisanship. You know, that's, I guess I'm really, really a dinosaur in that regard. But we wrote a piece, mm-hmm. pointed out that we're going to go on the age of the facilities. Richmond has some of the oldest facilities in the state, and you can't teach a 21st century education in a building that was built 50 years ago for a different mm-hmm. curriculum. So we pointed out, Tim Kaine went along with it, Eric Cantor, I got it through the House of Representatives, 2002, taking us 13 years, and then Joe Manchin killed it, but we have a plan to modernize all the school buildings in Richmond and save the city $300 million doing it. I can't get the mayor. I had yet to get a member of council. You can't get the Richmond Education Association to back something that's so sensible and so bipartisan. Number two, no more social promotion. This right. idea that you're just passing somebody, that's not helping anybody. Anybody, now, and give you an example, I think, why the police endorsed me and the firefighters, it plays into this. When you ask the police or the firefighters, let's take the firefighters, okay? Mm-hmm. When they go to a building, and let's assume they don't say to the owner, well, we brought all our equipment, we're all getting good pay, gee, we're sorry the building burnt down, but you can't blame us. A firefighter wants to get what? Judged by results, did I save the building or not? But that's right. Notice, that's not how our teachers and education system wants to get judged. They don't want to get judged on how well the kids do. They just want to get judged on the inputs. How much money? How much of this? That's the difference. We have to remember schools are for kids.
Yep.
That's the goal, is to educate the kids. And if you're not doing that, you're not doing your job.
Paul Goldman is joining us. Paul is running for the first district city council seat in the city of Richmond. Paul, you know, you and I, at least in...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Theory are in different political teams, and we have different ideas about different things, blah, 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 blah. But these are all meat and potatoes issues, man. These
Correct.
Are not things that demand a D or an R attached to them. Having enough police officers to do the job, having enough firefighters out there keeping people safe, having a school system that works, and having a neighborhood that has some degree of neighborhood integrity, to me, seems to be essential. I really wish that there were more people who were advocating for such common sense ideas.
Well, you know, it's a little surprising to me, but it's just unfortunate. There's, as my opponent, as other people, they're tied to this stony machine. They don't want to turn the page because it isn't just the policies. Let me tell you this. You know what their plan is? How madly they're fooling the renters and all those folks in this city? I really think it's shameful. My opponent and Mayor Stoney to do this. They are going to overtax the property owners on purpose. $40 million. They have it built into the budget. $40 million. That's why they won't go along with my tax cut. We'll give them a $40 million slush fund where they're promising that we're going to subsidize the rent of people. Let me tell you something. That is phony baloney. If you look at their plan, most people are not going to get a benefit at all. That's really just a slush fund. And we've got to get past this, what I call, really, it's a cesspool of corruption and inefficiency down there. We need to put the people first. It's not the government's money. It's your money.
Look, I love hearing you say it, Paul, and I hope that you are out there knocking on doors and kissing babies. Don't get that confused where you're knocking babies and kissing doors, because that's not going to work. But you got to get out there. Are you feeling good about the election campaign right about now in that first district?
Well, you know, it's really interesting for me. You know, Manoli LaPasi, the Republican leader, he's endorsed me. Yeah. The police have endorsed me. The firefighters have endorsed me. The Richmond Crusader voters has endorsed me. And, of course, I'm a former chairman of the Democratic Party. It's the broadest, most bipartisan coalition ever in the first district, which is why all these people are so desperate to stop me, because if I get elected, you know, I have a mandate. And what they're saying is, look, if we can stop Goldman in the first district, and we can show that the people in the first district don't really care if we cut their taxes, don't really care if we cut spending, don't really care if we change the zoning, because if they did, they would have elected Goldman. They're just never going to listen to anybody in the first district ever again.
It's a great point. Well, listen, Paul, you know, I don't live in the city, probably for all of the aforementioned reasons, but...
it's a great city. It's a great city.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you. I wish you nothing but the best, man. I really do. I think you're bringing a dollop of common sense to this discussion. You're trying to point things out that are all about real people and real issues, and I appreciate you being here. I'm hoping that Tuesday evening we'll get to report that you're the newest member of the Richmond City Council. If folks do live in that first district, Paul, and they want to either learn more about you or reach out to you, is there a good way for them to do that?
Yeah, you can go goldmanforcouncil.com. That okay. has all this stuff, and you know, it's goldmanusa@aol.com. I love, you know, just email me, that's fine. But yeah, I tell you what, if I win, you get the first interview.
I love it. All right, Paul, I appreciate you being here. You, you're a good guy. I mean, we can disagree on a lot, and we agree on a lot more, I think. And that's one of the things I have always appreciated about you. That is Paul Goldman. He is running for the city council in the city of Richmond to have the endorsements he has. The leader of the Republican Party in that district, the police, the firefighters. He's just raising issues that are legit issues, and he's hopefully being heard. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.